Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thanks, Jen. We're absolutely thrilled to be talking to the members of Shades of Sorrow on the release date of their brand new album, Paradox. Listen for six great songs from the album. The current lineup of Moniz, Mike, Pascal, and Julian have now been together 5 years or so. As wonderful as all of their projects are, this new project certainly sounds like a turning point. So let's get started with the title song, Paradox. This is Shades of Sorrow on Atlantic Access.
Ah! rage, en brandissant la rage, mes besoins dépriment âme. En bataille, je les m'engage, je vous tremperai en ma présence. Les temps passés qui ont pris leur péage sont gravés dans ma mémoire. En redentant la trompette de la nuit, la vengeance devient œuvre. Oubliez ce que vous avez connu de moi. Je détruis les empires démoniaques, je suis consacré à ma cause. Les couronnes brisées tombent au sol, les rois tombent sans applaudissement.
Shades of Sorrow, that's Notorious, back-to-back with the title track Paradox on Atlantic Access, talking with Mike and Moniz of the band. Welcome to Atlantic Access, folks, and what about this album? Are you excited?
Yeah, very excited. It took a very long time to make and get done, but, you know, it got done, so yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Is the vibe a Shades of Sorrow vibe, or did you explore different places with this musically?
We did a few different things. We've only been in the band for, it's going to be 5 years in, I think, December. It seems like we're always open to different styles and different genres within the, like, heavy rock and metal vibe.
Well, I mean, there's always a couple things that we try a little different. We'll experiment. I mean, you know, everything's on the table. If it sounds good, we'll use it type of thing. This is the first album where we've had the same singer two albums in a row. So, that being said, I find myself, it's a little more cohesive as a unit because all of us wrote together this time. This is probably the first time that's ever happened in the history of the band. So,
okay.
So it was a different experience, but really, really good.
Yeah, and even after all of that, everyone's still in the band. So,
yeah, so far, so good.
That's awesome.
I hope so.
It's an incredible history that this band does have over, I guess this is, what, album four, am I right? Four or five?
This is the third full length.
Third full length.
There's an EP and I think another mini EP we did too as well. But
and you do take the time to cultivate the material. There's no denying that. There are seven fresh songs on this project. When would you have started to work on those songs, do you think?
Musically, I mean, it's kind of, I'll kind of gather riffs over time as they go. Some couple of those riffs might have been around for a couple of years, other ones were kind of came up with on the spot, but typically it's just when we get together, we all have an idea. And then we kind of build on that.
This is also a little bit different for you in that you have an independent label. You have a label that's going to help with distribution and, getting the word out. What's it been like having someone else on the team?
It's been different, but it's been great. It definitely helps with, you know, like you say, the promotion and the distribution.
I think we're one of the first bands in Canada they signed, so there's been some issues getting the CDs over because of customs and stuff like that, but they're on Spotify and Apple, and you can order the CD directly from them. It's just, I think we're still trying to sort out that shipping thing to get the CDs here. But
and so what's the plan then when they do land north of the 49th? Will they be available in all the usual places? Or
we'll have some. We'll have them in the local record stores.
I'm going to try to do a bit of a release show.
Yeah, but it's great that you've got the hard copies.
I know people that have the last CD that only listen to it on Spotify, but they picked up the CD anyway.
Well, when you're such a great band live, that's the one thing that people can take home and remember, right? And we're going to get to more of the stuff here because I'll tell you, it's a solid album again. We're going to play Cyanide. Not the most positive vibe there. You guys have like a hit list somewhere that we should know about? Or?
You're safe.
I'm okay, I'm not all right. Well, I guess that means there is. So we'll just get into the tune. From Shades of Sorrow and the latest album, Paradox, this is Cyanide on Atlantic Access.
Never bet the devil your head. You wind up cursing all instead. You hide behind bravado to mask what you lack. You better get your head out your ass. This is not a storm that will pass. You may start to tremble, but you can't turn back.
Yeah.
Of Sorrow, that's Fractured. Talking with Mike and Moniz here from the band, and everything really stands out. But the bass, oftentimes, it gets buried. But I find in this album, even the bass guitar is like right up front, you know, it's such a cool thing to hear.
Yeah, we got to thank Kyle MacDonald for that. I mean, he did a great job mixing this album. It's the first time that I've been really, really satisfied with the way I sound.
First time that you've worked with Kyle, as far as that is concerned?
For recording, yes. Like, he's done the sound for us live, and I think that helped because he knows what we sound like, so he was able to transfer that onto a recording.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think he did a great job. It sounds like us.
So the vibe of the album, is it the stories of the lyrics that kind of dictates maybe where a direction of a song goes, or does it start with a riff? And
it mostly starts with like the music, and then I'll write lyrics to the music.
To the music, okay.
Except for one song that kind of started with lyrics and then break. It was actually written in 2014 before I joined the band. Yeah.
Like one day you just said, I got a song, and within 20 minutes, we had jammed it out and it seemed to work. So, I mean, it was kind of one of those things that
was really something
cool.
I had been kind of holding on to, and I never really did anything with it because I didn't. Yeah.
It's a good thing that we have Pascal because he's such a good drummer that, he can tie these parts together and it helps make them flow very, very well.
Everybody brings an attitude to the band. Everybody brings a personal ingredient. Would it make sense to say that it's more of an attitude that you guys bring?
Yeah, I'd say so because, I mean, we don't really tell Moniz what melody to sing, and I don't have a bass line written for Julian already, he comes with that on his own, so it's a lot of here's my riff, put your stamp on it. So maybe that's how
we all contribute in that.
Is it okay with members to say, you know what, that was all right, but gee whiz, you can do better?
Well, hopefully we all have the understanding that if it sucks, then tell me. If it isn't good, maybe try this, or maybe,
we want what's best for the song.
So we're going to go ahead and play a song called Break. This is a very angry title. Who is breaking what?
It's kind of about, you know, relationship issues and
a breakup.
Well, not even,
okay.
But just trying to avoid the breakup and breaking old habits, maybe unhealthy habits.
in order to maintain the relationship.
Exactly.
That sometimes is harder, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
We do all we can.
And we're definitely not going to mention any names. What's the next step?
I want to play some shows and try to get out and do a little bit of touring at least on this, and try to get some more radio play, try to get some more push out there. I mean, we got the label behind us now, so Flipcheck Records out of Latvia.
Got another video in the works.
Yep. Well, thanks a lot for the chat. Along with Break, we're going to play Facade from Shades of Sorrow and the album Paradox on Atlantic Access. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we gonna flip the switch? Are we?
Shades of Sorrow and Facade from the album Paradox on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. The bonus track this week is from Wintersleep, consistently one of the most highly regarded bands out of Atlantic Canada. Earlier this year, they received a nomination for the upcoming Polaris Prize that will be awarded in the next few weeks. They are one of two Atlantic Canadian acts, Tim Baker being the other, he formerly of Hey Rosetta and now enjoying a solo career of his own. For our purposes this week, though, it's all about Winter Sleep. This is Soft Focus on Atlantic Access.
Yeah.
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.